You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary of the Woods on Chicago's beautiful Northwest Side, co-hosting on a special edition of Catholic Community of Faith, Catholic Schools Today, is Graziano Marcheschi, Director of Lay Ministry Formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago. Graz, good morning.
Good morning to you, Father Greg.
How was your weekend?
It was splendid.
What'd you do?
Went to Bloomington, Indiana, to hear my son's Christmas concert at Indiana University, Straight No Chaser.
Wow.
A cappella group.
Wow.
Blew me away. It was way better than I ever imagined. I know I'm a dad, and I cannot claim to be unbiased here, but my objective opinion, superlative.
Well, now they are going to be on WGN, aren't they?
Well, that's the original group.
Oh, the original group. Okay.
Christopher and his minions are following in the footsteps of Dan Ponce.
But your son is part of a Straight No Chaser, not the original.
The collegiate group, right.
Wow. That's very, very
although they're
impressive.
Professional, they get paid lots of money. More than I get paid when I perform.
You work for the church.
It scares me. That's because they're good. Somebody just said that's because they're good.
Yeah. Engineer Brian, hockey hitman Brock, and
unfortunately, it's true.
You walked into that one.
Yeah.
We are glad you are with us, our listeners, and our phone number, 312-255-8408. 312-255-8408 on this special edition of Catholic Schools Today. And we have with us in studio Sister Judy Murphy, OSB, Director of Board Formation, Office of Catholic Schools, and Task Force member. Sister Judy, welcome to Catholic Schools Today.
Thank you so much. I'm very glad to be here.
Glad to have you. And with us by phone, we have Mary Lou Gonzalez, Office for Immigrant Affairs and Immigrant Education, connected with the Archdiocese of Chicago. Mary Lou, are you with us? Oh, Mary Lou is not with us. Okay, put another quarter in the telephone there, whatever. And, but we're going to be talking about, on December 12th, a national task force commissioned by the University of Notre Dame released a report and launched a campaign to improve educational opportunities for the next generation of American Latinos by expanding their access to Catholic schools. And maybe, Sister Judy, let us listeners know, how did that whole task force and commission come about?
Well, you may recall that in the about 2003, the bishops, the American bishops, published a report on Catholic schools and calling the faithful universities, all of us, to be more concerned with the vitality of Catholic schools and to do whatever could be done to assure their vitality. Notre Dame followed up on that with a task force on looking at the state of Catholic schools across the country and the needs that exist. And one of the findings of that task force, and I believe that task force was in 2005 or 2007, they found that there are not very many across the country, not very many children of Latino families who are in Catholic schools. And the way that statistic got voiced at the beginning of this task force was that of the practicing Catholics under the age of 30, something like 70% are Latino, and only 3% of their children are in Catholic schools.
Was that because of financial reasons?
That's usually what that's the first response that anybody who hears this topic brings up, that it's about money. And so the task force was called together to look at that, you know, to probe what is the reality of that answer. And surely that is a reality, that the often this population does not have a lot of discretionary income. But there are other things as well. And so what we did was study schools that are successfully attracting Latino families across the country. And we tried to identify from looking at a vast, or not a vast number, but a representative number across the country, we looked at best practices for creating a hospitable atmosphere in which Latino families are truly welcomed and feel comfortable.
Sister Judith, as you indicated, most of us could probably guess that the finances would be a critical and primary factor, mm-hmm. but you mentioned there were others. Tell us some of the other reasons that you discovered that might have provided a disincentive for Latino families utilizing the Catholic schools.
Well, there are several, and there once you see the good practices, the best practices, it's kind of obvious, and it seems, you know, why didn't everybody think of that to start with? For one, if a family is Spanish-speaking and comes into a school office and there's no one there that can help them understand what the value added is of the school, how the child will be warmly welcomed, so that the parents feel assured that the school cares as much about their child or cares the way they do, then there's not an engagement initially. So there are schools that have made it their business to have someone in the reception office who is able to speak in Spanish with the people when they come to inquire about the school.
Sister Judy, in the Archdiocese of Chicago, the numbers you gave seem to be very low across the nation regarding Latinos in Catholic schools. Any idea what it's like here in the Archdiocese of Chicago, numbers-wise?
I don't know the statistics, but I know that if we looked at schools in Pilsen and Little Village, we would see, of course, very high numbers because they're just about 100% Hispanic. Mm-hmm. The school up in Waukegan, Academy of Our Lady, has done a very good job of welcoming the Mexican-American population.
See, I think I'll share this with you, and that is when I was ordained to the priesthood at Seymour of the Lake mm-hmm. Seminary Mundelein in 79, you had a growing Hispanic population, but at that point it was, you know, smaller.
And now, contained.
Correct, and contained. But here it is moving into 2010, and I am on the placement board for the Archdiocese of Chicago, and it's really becoming obvious in terms of priesthood. Mm-hmm. We really don't have the priest power in terms of Hispanic need, Hispanic presence or language. Like when I was in the seminary, I really wish I had come out of it learning Spanish as a
There's
boy.
There's still time. There's yeah. still.
I'm glad I know English, sister. Mm-hmm. And also in that case, Polish.
Mm-hmm,
because
right.
I come from a Polish home, mm-hmm. and my mother would try to teach me Polish as a boy, and my mother's fluent in Polish, and I was too busy running outside playing mm-hmm. baseball, football. She'd say, Greg, sit down for a lesson. I'd say, Mom, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I regret
mm-hmm.
not being able to speak Polish or Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Tell us about what this report is trying to address. So how can we as a school system, how can other schools really create this more hospitable environment to make the Catholic option more attractive to the Latino population?
Well, the report that was released on Saturday on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe contains a very targeted and explicit listing of things to do to help develop demand, to develop access, to develop leaders, and to transform Catholic schools and systems. So under developing demand, that's suggested that schools can be very personalized and targeted in their recruiting efforts. And that is, people are evaluating about the small amount of money they may have to be spending on marketing, and rather than put it into, say, a newspaper for an ad or radio, no offense, but they'll see the worthwhileness of having something that is done door-to-door, you know, have hang tags on doorknobs, or find ways to be in the vestibule of the church on Sundays and invite parents to stop and talk, go to the Spanish masses, and engage, have somebody there that can help the parents understand. And that may well be parents that are already involved in the school who understand the culture that the people are coming from. Also, there is often a reality about documentation in these families, and they have to feel very safe. They have to feel that there will be confidentiality when they are talking about their family situation. So there's an attention to the social networks that exist in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And to break down, in some cases, I think our schools have been so successful that we've thought, oh, well, we're doing a good job. We're doing it the way we should be doing it. And people can come and do it our way if they want to.
We're going to go to break here on mm-hmm. Catholic Schools Today. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Grazia Marcheschi. And our guest in studio, Sister Judy Murphy, Director of Board Formation, Office of Catholic Schools and Task Force member. We'll hook up with Mary Lou Gonzalez right after the break. 312-255-8408. Stay with us and do not touch that dial.
Our family is made up of every race. We are young and old, rich and poor, men and women, sinners and saints. Our family has spanned the centuries and the globe. With God's grace, we started hospitals to care for the sick. We establish orphanages and help the poor. We are the largest charitable organization on the planet, bringing relief and comfort to those in need. We educate more children than any other scholarly or religious institution. We developed the scientific method and laws of evidence. We founded the college system. We defend the dignity of all human life and uphold marriage and family. Cities were named after our revered saints who navigated a sacred path before us. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are transformed by sacred scripture and sacred tradition, which have consistently guided us for 2,000 years. We are the Catholic Church. With over 1 billion in our family, sharing in the sacraments and fullness of the Christian faith, for centuries we have prayed for you and our world. Every hour of every day, whenever we celebrate the Mass. Jesus himself laid the foundation for our faith when he said to Peter, the first pope, "You are rock, and upon this rock I will build my church." For over 2,000 years, we've had an unbroken line of shepherds, guiding the Catholic Church with love and truth in a confused and hurting world. And in this world filled with chaos, hardship, and pain, it's comforting to know that some things remain consistent, true, and strong, our Catholic faith, and the eternal love that God has for all creation. If you've been away from the Catholic Church, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today. Ours is one family, united in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are Catholic. Welcome home.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith. It's Monday morning in Chicago. Hope you all had a great weekend. We're in the wonderful season of Advent as we move towards Christmas.
Gratz, guess what?
What?
We didn't even talk about the Bears.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, we were trying to stay upbeat this morning.
Let's talk about the Hawks, the Blackhawks. That's right.
The only real team in this town, according to Brian.
That is correct. So we'll let you get back to topic, Gratz.
Yeah. Christmas. I was just going to say how nice it is to be able to say Christmas and not just have to talk about a holiday. We know we have lots of different holidays, lots of people of different faiths, but as a people of faith, we celebrate Christmas.
It is really hard to believe that.
It's good to be able to talk about that on this radio station.
We are 11 days away from Christmas morn and how the Advent season is moving by so quickly. And I hope people keep in perspective the joy of the moment, because we get so stressed out of things to do, the shopping, the buying, the wrapping, the cards. And too many people have said to me, I can't wait until December 26th. And that's sad, because mm-hmm. it's missing the beauty of the season of Advent, of waiting, preparation, and knowing, especially when it's around family and the Lord, to live in the moment, to cherish the moment.
That's absolutely right. And it really only takes a little change in the frame of mind.
Yes, exactly.
Do what you do, but just do it. Look at it differently, mm-hmm. and it changes everything.
That's exactly right.
Well, we're talking this morning with Sister Judith Murphy, Director of Board Formation for the Office of Catholic Schools. And we want to welcome on the telephone Mary Lou Gonzalez of the Office for Immigrant Affairs and Immigrant Education of the Archdiocese of Chicago. Welcome, Mary Lou.
Good morning.
Good morning,
good
Mary
to have
Lou.
You.
Hi,
you?
Mary Lou. Thanks for
Hi.
Being with us.
We've been talking about this report that was just issued on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe regarding how to attract the Latino population to our Catholic schools, not only within the Archdiocese, but nationally. From your perspective at the Office of Immigrant Affairs, what do you see as the relevant issues involved in this whole situation?
Well, first of all, good morning to everyone again. I think, you know, when you're talking about this report that was just completed by Notre Dame, you know, historically, even before I started with the Office of Immigrant Affairs, I was working in the Partnership Center for the University of Notre Dame at a little parish called St. Anne's Church. It has a school, and without a doubt, the school is an integral part of the parish life. I think for us as the immigrant community, the relevance to all of this is basically one that we seek to find hospitality, welcoming, family, and values, which are so critical within the auspices of education, and primarily within Catholic education. Ironically, as you just stated, you know, they opened this up on December 12th, which is La Virgen de Guadalupe, which is very significant within mm-hmm. our culture. And I think it's pretty fitting that they did it that way, because, you know, Guadalupe is the Blessed Mother, who is definitely demonstrated the importance of welcoming and hospitality and values and family. And this is very critical in that connection.
Mary Lou, excuse me. I have to ask a question that is, first of all, I think there were well over 100,000 people this past weekend at Our Lady of Guadalupe, the shrine at Des Plaines by Maryville, because we had a program on that either Friday or last Monday, and the fact it was on a weekend. In fact, I was driving down Milwaukee Avenue on Friday evening and saw about 300 people walking on Milwaukee Avenue toward Central and then to go left. It was amazing. They were coming from, I think, the Pilsen neighborhood or somewhere in Chicago.
They were coming from my parish.
What parish was that?
St. Agnes of Bohemia.
There you go. And it was very impressive to see a couple of hundred walking north on Milwaukee Avenue in the cold. Friday evening was cold, and they're walking, and they're singing, and the candles was beautiful. But the question I have, Mary Lou, you talk about welcoming and hospitality. I know that Sister Judy had mentioned earlier that in the Archdiocese of Chicago, or wherever it may be, Hispanic family walks into a school, no one speaks Spanish, so it's not really welcoming or being hospitable. So I guess the question is, I just assumed, when you're talking about welcoming and hospitality, that the schools are doing that well. Am I missing something?
Some certainly are.
But then, are you saying that some are not?
I think that as we identify that as a best practice, mm-hmm. we're suggesting it for parishes or schools that would like to be more attractive to a new community in their area, that this is one of the things to pay attention to.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier that, you know, having someone who's bilingual in an office is a big help. Is that the case typically, say, in the public schools that these families might be utilizing as the other option?
I don't know for sure. I would think in some it is. Mary Lou, maybe you know more about that.
Honestly, I do think that within the public school system, because it's so much larger, it does have a lot more availability for the bilingual piece that mm-hmm. is very critical. You know, from social workers to front desk people to academics to, you know, to even the admissions officer, you know, depending on the community and the area that the school is in.
Does the report address the need to raise consciousness within the Latino community about the value of Catholic education? I mean, the financial thing obviously is primary, as we said earlier, but that's probably true for many of our listeners. You know, a lot of families, no matter what their background, make great sacrifices to keep their kids in Catholic schools.
We do point out that it's very helpful, since in a parish where there are a number of Latino families, the pastor, the priest, is really well thought of and trusted. It's very good for the families to be hearing about the value of Catholic education from the pulpit.
Yeah. I wonder, I'm just guessing, shooting from the hip here, but I'm wondering if maybe the need for a Catholic education might be less visible in some communities where their Catholicism is so pervasive in the culture as it is. Might that be a contributing factor? Does the report address that at all?
Well, we can really piggyback on so much concern in our media today about the violence in our own city and about the lack of preparation for higher education in minority communities often. And there are definite statistics that point out the great advantage there is to a Hispanic child finishing in a Catholic high school and in regards to going on to college. Mm. So in terms of really valuing the resources of a community, and these young people certainly are some of the most important resources in not only their own local community, but in the city, we want to be sure that they're going forward and prepared to be leaders in the future.
We need, go ahead, Sister Judy.
Well, we want all that a Catholic education can mean about that as well, because the values, as Mary Lou cited, we want these young people raised up in strength and faith.
We need to bring this segment to a close. I want to thank in a very special way our guest, Sister Judy Murphy, the Director of Board Formation, Office of Catholic Schools and Task Force member, the Archdiocese of Chicago, and Mary Lou Gonzalez by phone, connected with the Office for Immigrant Affairs and Immigrant Education, the Archdiocese of Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Graziano Marcheschi. 312-255-8408 on Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950. We'll be back right after a break.
Help unwrap the spirit this holiday season with Catholic Charities' annual Celebration of Giving. Catholic Charities invites you to join us in helping children and their families experience the joy and magic of the holiday spirit by sponsoring a family, donating a toy, or volunteering with us during the season. For more details, visit www.catholiccharities.net/celebration or call our hotline at 312-226-0650. That's 312-226-0650.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Graziano Marcheschi. And our phone number, 312-255-8408. We have a cast of thousands in the studio. Our segment this time, St. Thomas the Apostle School in Chicago's Hyde Park. We'll talk about their upcoming Christmas program as well as their partnership with the Chicago Bears. Now, Graz.
Yeah, now you get to talk
now.
About this.
Sports.
The good news
Bears. Well, at least we'll have an up segment this time. With this, we can't lose. And with
if
us,
they can't win ball games, at least they can help our schools. I'm hoping that's what we find out today.
God bless the Bears. In studio, we have Dorothy Murphy, the principal of St. Thomas the Apostle School. And also, we have with us in studio, Joy West, a parent of St. Thomas the Apostle. Patrick Driscoll, a teacher at St. Thomas the Apostle, and Rachel Barnard, a parent of a kindergartner at St. Thomas. Guess what? St. Thomas the Apostle.
Once again.
Wow. Welcome to everybody.
I'll take St. Thomas Thank the you. Apostle for 400, please.
Patrick, what grade do you teach?
I teach fifth grade.
You teach fifth grade at St. Thomas the Apostle. And Dorothy Murphy, the principal, maybe give us a clue regarding your upcoming Christmas program that somehow includes the Chicago Bears.
Our upcoming Christmas program will be on December 22nd at 10 o'clock in the morning in our church. All the children of the school will be participating. And the entrance song, I don't think anyone wants to miss.
Bear Down, Chicago Bears.
Well, we'd like that, too. But all the children will be involved, and there'll be a Christmas pageant, and there will be some gifts that the Bears have made possible for us.
Ah.
That is interesting. And now, is this the first time this is happening, or is this an annual event that's been going on?
No, this is annual.
This is
all
annual.
The children in the school will participate in this Christmas program.
And the thing is now, were the Chicago Bears involved in previous years, or is this their first time connecting with it?
This is the second year that the Chicago Bears have been involved with us.
And so what exactly, now, are any of the Bears going to be present?
Well, they've certainly been invited, and we certainly hope they'll be able to make it.
I think they'll be busy practicing. If you want to call it a practice against the Vikings.
What? Who directs this program for you?
All the teachers and our music teacher, Miss Maggie Brown, is our music teacher, the daughter of Oscar Brown. So it's usually quite lively.
Oscar Brown?
And quite exciting.
I don't know who that is.
A jazz musician from the south side of Chicago.
I've heard the name.
Right.
Oh, definitely a jazz musician.
So she's probably back at school continuing the rehearsing and preparation for this program.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And now Patrick Driscoll, a teacher of fifth grade, what is your role in this whole upcoming Christmas program?
Well, we're working with the sixth grade, and the sixth grade teacher and I have been teaching her children and mine, Il est né le divin enfant, which they've learned to sing both in English and French.
Très bien.
Oui.
Wow. Il est né le divin enfant.
That's Patrick, it. Look what you started.
There's my repertoire. My French is exhausted now.
Okay, grazie, no time for more medication.
And along with that, the other grades are singing individual songs. The fifth grade is also going to be singing God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, and each grade is singing a different song. So really, the program is really a lot of fun.
Wonderful.
With a lot of music.
And Joy, as a parent, what grade is your child or children in school?
Well, we have a third grader, a seventh grader, and then we also have two graduates, a sophomore and a junior at St. Ignatius High School.
At Ignatius?
Yeah.
Wow, you're too young to be the mother of four. Wow.
Thank you.
You've got the perfect name for this time of year.
Yeah.
Joy.
Joy West. And the thing is now, what is your involvement with this upcoming Christmas program?
Well, as a parent, I just enjoy watching the kids.
Wait, was that a pun?
It always is. I just enjoy watching the kids after all of the preparation of the time of the year. So I just simply enjoy it.
So you've been invested in this school
for a long time.
For a long time.
Yeah.
And obviously very happy with what the school has been able to do for your family, for your children.
It's been exceptional for our family.
In what ways? In what way has, you know, St. Thomas the Apostle made a profound difference in your life and the life of the children?
Well, I'd first say the most important value that we've gotten from St. Thomas is the strong academics. And along with that, we enjoy having the spiritual values of the Catholic Church instilled in our children for their own character development. So it's been a combination of strong academics and a strong Catholic background for the kids and the family.
Did we mention where St. Thomas is located?
The Hyde Park area.
In Hyde Park.
Who is the pastor there, Dorothy?
Father Michael Mulhall, a Carmelite priest.
Okay, Father Michael, I don't know him being myself a diocesan, but I've heard of him. And Rachel Barnard, you have a kindergartner at the school, so which means, is this a brand new experience for you?
That's exactly right. This is our first year with St. Thomas, and we've been extremely happy with the kindergarten program. First of all, my daughter, Jane, absolutely loves it. She asked me the other day if we could go to school during the summer.
Wow. That's a good sign.
Ross, I never said that to my mother.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, well.
And I like school, but not that much.
So it's great to have, you know, the kids involved and really excited. She comes home excited about the things she's learning and really, you know, just excited to pick up all these new skills and so forth. And then, you know, us as parents, we see her come home and she's got these math skills and these reading skills that she's picking up. And as Joy mentioned, she also is picking up a lot of the values and the respect for God, respect for other people that St. Thomas teaches. And that's great for us to see that, you know, when she comes home. And for her having such a great time, it seems like a perfect combination.
Well, we're going to continue our conversation regarding the good news of Catholic education in the Archdiocese of Chicago, particularly as it's incarnated at St. Thomas the Apostle School. So we're going to continue that right after this short break. Please stay with us.
When was the last time you spoke with your neighbors? How are they holding up in these current hard economic times? People in your neighborhood, even the person living right next door, might be struggling. It could be a few late mortgage payments, a food shortage, or even problems with substance abuse or domestic violence. At Catholic Charities, your neighbors are in our care. We work to feed, clothe, counsel, and shelter anyone in need. Consider donating to our Neighbors in Need Fund. Visit us at CatholicCharities.net or call 312-655-7525.
Choosing an elementary school for your child is one of the biggest decisions you will ever make to shape your child's future. So why pick a Catholic school?
I want my kids to learn more than the 3 R's. They need a faith-based education so they make good decisions.
I want my son and daughter to go to college. At Catholic schools, attendance and graduation rates are nearly 100%. And when these kids graduate, they go to college.
My teacher is so cool. She knows who I am. She helps me when I have trouble figuring things out.
My son is in the number. The student-teacher ratio is 18-1, and Catholic school teachers are really dedicated.
I want my daughter to feel welcome, to be safe.
The test scores are well above the national average. Look out, college. Here they come.
Go to www.archchicago.org and click on Schools to learn more about the great benefits of a Catholic education. Invest in your child's future. Make your child a winner for life.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 a.m. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, a special edition of Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Graziano Marcheschi.
Has this program been bringing back dark memories of all the timeouts you had to spend in the corner when you were in kindergarten, Greg?
I was on a first name basis with the principal.
You know, that's why the principal is your pal.
Greg, so good to see you again.
Good to see you.
And
yes.
Let me ask Brian, no Joyce DiRiga? I wanted a song. No, not today? Oh, no, Joyce DiRiga from the editor of the Catholic New World. We have with us in studio Dorothy Murphy, the principal of St. Thomas the Apostle, and joining Dorothy and us is Joy West, a parent, Patrick Driscoll, a fifth grade teacher, and Rachel Barnard, a parent. And Patrick, during the break, we were talking about the involvement of the Chicago Bears in the science and math department at St. Thomas the Apostle. Tell us about that.
Yes, because of the generosity of the Bears Care Foundation, we've been able to...
they are very generous on
Bears
defense.
Care, not Care Bears, but Bears Care.
I should have said that, okay.
we've been able to develop a new science and math curriculum with the help of the Math and Science Project at the University of Chicago. We're now using everyday math, which was developed at the university, and I can't be enthusiastic enough about it because the kids are absolutely excited about math. I've been teaching at St. Thomas for either 31 or 32 or 33 years. I've sort of lost count. But
You've been teaching in St. Thomas Grammar School like almost 33 years?
That's correct.
Wow. I thought you maybe have been there about 10 years or something.
Oh, well,
God bless you.
Well, thank you.
And one thing I want to say is that I do know the Chicago Bears are extremely generous when it comes to schools and other worthy causes. I have to say, I hear nothing. In fact, sometimes it is so unknown what the Bears really do. And I have to say on radio that different organizations have said to me, the Bears have done this, the Bears have done that. And here's just another example of the organization's generosity of reaching out into the community. So I just want to, you know, which goes beyond the wins and losses. That's almost, I don't say secondary, but they really do great work in the Chicagoland area and beyond. So they've really done a lot for St. Thomas the Apostle.
31 years, you probably can't go anywhere in Hyde Park without running into a former student.
It's difficult, but it's been fantastic because I am a Hyde Parker, and in the fall and winter, if I look out my bedroom window, I can see this one of the spires of the church. It's sort of achieving a nice medieval lifestyle, living and working in the shadow of the church.
Have you taught any grandchildren of former students at this yet?
Not yet.
It will happen.
But in the last several years, I have taught the children of people I taught when they were in fifth grade. So it's been a lot of fun.
Excellent.
One thing is, let me ask you, Dorothy, other areas to get into beside the Christmas show coming up was a few other things. I think was joy to talk about a tremendous athletic program within the school.
Definitely. We have a very strong athletic program offering 5 basketball teams, volleyball, tennis, outstanding flag football team, champions in the city, I think.
Correct.
As well as, did I say track and field?
Track and field.
We have a wonderful athletic program, and it just keeps the kids motivated, having fun, builds self-confidence. We have a tremendous team of parent volunteers that help out with the athletics. So I think that it's a strong draw for the school as well.
And let's put in a big hoorah for the parents. Just the fact that there are 2 parents here right now,
that's incredible,
indicates the kind of school that you have, and I think points to the formula for success. Any vital Catholic school in the city has very involved parents like the 2 of you.
And Rachel, the question I have is, you have a child in kindergarten, so your first year. Why did you choose St. Thomas the Apostle when you had other choices?
Well, as you know, there are quite a few excellent schools in the Hyde Park neighborhood, so it was a difficult choice. But we felt that St. Thomas had that right mix of the, you know, the academics and also the athletics and the values that we wanted our children to learn. And it was also very close to where we live, right in Hyde Park. So,
and see, those values, is as Catholic schools, we have to be different. And it's a faith-based education throughout the whole curriculum. And all that we do, we have to be different. And it's rooted in the values of the Lord, gospel-based. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And it, again, as Grat said, to have 2 moms here present, a school and sometimes is as strong as the parent support and their presence in all that they do. Dorothy, as principal, what else is going on over at St. Thomas the Apostle that we have not yet covered? Because you had a whole list during off the air.
This Wednesday, there's an instructional open house day for anyone who would like to come and observe a regular class day in session. We'll have a toddler class on January 28th with a local pediatrician, Dr. Pierce, and our own Judy Mitchell, who has received the Cole McCormick Early Childhood Award, the first Catholic to receive it in the city of Chicago. We'll have open houses Sunday, January 31st, with a health fair with Dr. West involved, and February 26th. February 13th, we'll be having a Mardi Gras jazz fundraiser with our own music teacher, Maggie Brown, doing a jazz evening. At the same time, we will have the students' artwork displayed by our our teacher, Mrs. Sitban, who is an artist and displays the children's work in galleries downtown. This summer, June 5th, we'll be having an art fair in conjunction with the Hyde Park Art Fair. We also plan to have a Bible vacation school. So these are all kinds of things that people can check on our website.
Which is, what is the website,
Kathy? stapostleschool.com.
Give that once again.
stapostleschool.com.
And what about a phone number?
773-667-1142.
Once again.
773-667-1142.
Want to thank in a very special way Dorothy Murphy, the principal. Go ahead, Gratz.
No, I was just going to say, this may be St. Thomas the Apostle School, but there's no doubt it's an excellent school.
Incredibly, yes. I will say
there's a pun, Greg.
I must have missed. I haven't had enough coffee yet. Catch me during the break. I want to thank Dorothy Murphy, the principal of St. Thomas the Apostle, for joining us, along with Joy West, a parent. Patrick Driscoll teaches fifth grade. And Rachel Barnard, a parent. Thank you for joining us, and we're going to have to talk during the break, Grotz. 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page. Your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
As we celebrate the Year for Priests, look for stories about how we honor our priests, in the Pope's words, with gratitude for their work and witness of their life.
Visit our website at www.catholicnewworld.com to view our photo gallery and catch up on the latest news. Subscribe to the Catholic New World online, at your parish church during our subscription drive, or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
Come enjoy more than 250 wines from around the world at Catholic Charities 9th Annual Divine Affair on January 31st at the Union League Club in Chicago. Catholic Charities hosts this annual event to benefit its self-sufficiency programs for poor families. Tickets cost $100 and include wine tasting and appreciation seminars and a silent auction. A special reduced rate will be offered to designated drivers. Visit www.catholiccharities.net/DVINE or call 312-655-7912 for details.
Welcome back to Catholic Schools Today, a special edition of Catholic Community Faith, and I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, along with Graziano Marcheschi, the Director of Lay Ministry Formation for the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Did the light go on, Greg?
Yes, Graz, we had to explain the pun. How silly of me to have missed
Thomas it. Thomas the Doubter, come on.
I'll tell you.
No doubt.
Yeah, I have to admit, you were very quick this morning.
Well, it's that cup of coffee.
You must have gunpowder for breakfast where you're shooting your mouth off.
Whoa.
No, you're very good. It was very good. I have to admit, I usually get
we really do like each other, people out there.
We
were almost classmates.
That's right, because...
No, I'm actually way a lot older than you are.
Well, you went to Niles College Seminary and Quigley.
I did.
I didn't go to Quigley. I was at Notre Dame and Niles. But you were Niles College, what class?
72.
I was 75.
Okay, so we were there 1 year together.
Together, yeah. Didn't even know it. Well, I got to get back to the program here. We have in studio Joni Thompson, the principal of Our Lady of Tepeyac High School in Chicago. Also in studio, we have Jackie Montez, the director of recruitment. And Our Lady of Tepeyac High School, like all high schools throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago, is gearing up for the annual placement test for the class of 2014. The placement test will be held on Saturday, January 9th. And I remember, Gratz, when it came to those placement tests and ACT and SAT, I never did
those
well.
Those were your favorite days, right?
Oh, my Lord. I never did well on those tests. I just overanalyzed the questions and the answers.
See, so you got to hang back. Yeah. But now, I bet most of our listeners don't realize what your name refers to, Our Lady of Tepeyac.
Our name refers to the hill in Mexico where Juan Diego first saw Our Lady of Guadalupe, yeah, which is the feast day that we just celebrated on Saturday, December 12th.
So Our Lady of Tepeyac is Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yes, it is.
How about culture for 300? So
call in. Give them that number again.
312-255-8400.
If you can tell us the date of the apparition, we'll give you 10 extra points on the placement test. How's that?
That's right. A good idea.
Sounds right. Good.
So, Joni, how are you gearing up for the placement exam on January 9th?
Well, we have visited a number of Catholic and public grade schools, and we've had a number of open houses and shadow days at our school. And this Tuesday night, actually, we have a special event for our 8th graders that Jackie could tell you a little bit more about.
Yes, what I do is I have a fun event for the girls to kind of just, you know, lighten up the mood before the placement exam. And it's like a girls' night in. This year we're going to have like a dance session with some of my student ambassadors who currently are students at Tepeyac. And we're going to have dinner. We're going to put on a skit for them. It's going to be a good day.
So this will be held, what, in the school gym?
Yes, it's going to be in our lunchroom.
In the lunchroom, this will be on Friday evening?
No, it's going to be today. I mean, tomorrow.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Oh, tomorrow. Oh, I thought it was like the night before the exam.
No, it's the event before the exam.
Got it. Okay.
So before they go off to Christmas break, you know, yeah. I want to send them on Christmas break thinking of us, having us in their mind. So.
Well, Joni, how many students at Our Lady of Tepeyac High School?
We have 151 girls. It's all girls. It's always been all girls. It's been serving Little Village for 82 years. And since the mid-70s, we've been serving mostly the Hispanic young women.
You know, so it's an intimate school.
Yes,
not a place
intimate.
Where someone's going to get lost, obviously.
Right.
But I'm intrigued because of something I read recently about the fact that it is a single-gender school. Public schools, much to my shock, are beginning to consider this as an option. And there are now some public single-gender schools. Talk a little bit about the advantage of being in a single-gender school for the student.
Well, we know from our own experience that particularly for our young women who come from the Hispanic culture, that they're not always honored or respected at home, maybe similar to their brothers. So first and foremost, we want to give them a school where we respect them as individuals, as young women of faith, and we really can give them a safe, comfortable environment so that academically they can perform to the best of their ability, because our mission is tied to accepting any young woman who wants to be in a Catholic high school. Mm. Without really focusing on her family's ability to pay the tuition, we give a tremendous amount of financial aid away.
Excellent.
So single gender gives the girls a safe place. It gives them a comfortable place. They can be the leaders. They build confidence. They build self-esteem, because 100% of our high school graduates go on to college, to some phenomenal
now, Joni,
universities.
That is a staggering figure, that 100% of the graduates of Our Lady of Tepeyac High School move on to college.
Yes.
No, that's a great statistic.
They do.
Congratulations.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah. That is just outstanding.
With the boys around, sometimes they become the focus, because they'll shoot up their arms a lot quicker in a classroom. They'll be the stars of the basketball team. They'll be the president of student council. But if it's an all-girls school or any single-gender school, then it's that one gender that receives the focus that mm-hmm. they need.
It's more
particularly,
equal footing.
Right.
It's more equal footing, because I've been a graduate of Notre Dame and Niles, an all-boys school, which is outstanding. I really felt it was a tremendous education, and if I had it over again, I'd go back to Notre Dame. In fact, it was really a stepping stone to enter the seminary, which was then Niles College Seminary of Loyola. I think a great part of it was the faculty at Notre Dame High School.
I think whether it's all boys or whether it's all girls, that single-sex environment does tend to help the student. It takes a lot of the pressure off. You're not performing for the other gender. You're not feeling inhibited because of what you think might be their expectations.
And because we're going to go to a break here on Catholic Schools Today on Relevant Radio 950. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz along with Graziano Marcheschi and our guest in studio, Joni Thompson, the principal of Our Lady of Tepeyac High School, along with Jackie Montez, the director of recruitment, 312-255-8408. Stay with us. We'll be back right after a break.
I worked in pro baseball for a long time, and we play on Sundays. And it was an easy excuse. I took the easy out and just didn't go to Mass.
When I was in college, I ended up having a lot of questions about my faith, and I ended up leaving the church.
I might have gone to church, you know, at Christmas time, gradually quit going.
Went through a divorce and ended up being a single parent. If I didn't have church or God, I would be back at that lonely stage, that trouble stage. Whenever you get anxious and worry about things, you just know that Jesus has it under control.
When you come home to the church, you're coming home to a Catholic family where people today just embrace you.
And it's a place where I feel accepted for who I am.
I feel alive, complete, and at home.
I have a peace when I walk through the doors of the Catholic Church, like that's where I belong.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith. I'm Graziano Marcheschi, co-hosting with Father Greg Sackowitz on this Monday morning, the 14th of December?
St. John of the Cross Feast Day.
Great man in the history of our Catholic tradition.
Profound spirituality.
Yeah. And we just celebrated on Saturday another wonderful feast, the Feast of the Patroness of the Americas, Our Lady of Guadalupe, speaking of whom we are speaking to two wonderful people representing...
From the Hill.
There you go, from the Hill. Not the one in Washington, but the one right down the road here in Chicago, Our Lady of Tepeyac. And Our Lady of Tepeyac is Our Lady of Guadalupe. Our Lady of Tepeyac is an all-girls Catholic high school here in Chicago who will be hosting a placement test in early January, on Saturday, January the 9th. So we are talking to their principal, Joni Thompson, and their director of recruitment, Jackie Montez. Now, Jackie, if you had an eighth-grade girl sitting right here in front of you, and she was thinking about her high school choices and was considering Our Lady of Tepeyac, what would you say to her to make sure she really considered seriously this option?
Well, what I first always tell the girls is to put themselves first. A lot of times, my biggest challenge, what I found, is selling a single-gendered high school. So what I tell them is, you know, that at Tepeyac, they'll be known as by their name. Well, everybody will know them. We know our girls very well. I'm the director of recruitment, and I can tell you that I know all the girls' names. I know their families. We're so small that we have that we can be
that sense
close.
Of intimacy.
Yeah. So what I'll tell her is, that she'll get the attention needed, that she'll won't get lost in the crowd. There's a lot of place, a lot of opportunity for her to take leadership in her high school. And basically, what my first thing is to get them to come to the school, to come on a shadow day, come on an open house. So right now, the phone calls that I'm making, talking to the girls that I have right now, eighth graders, is I'm telling them not to be scared about the placement exam. A lot of girls, I don't want them to lose sleep over it. It's basically to let us know where they place, because we do have different, we have honor programs, and we have, you know, different places to, we have different ways to accommodate each student.
Now, give us the tuition for 1 year.
Our tuition is $4,700, which is the lowest tuition for an all-girls Catholic high school.
It's probably the lowest tuition of any high school in Chicago.
I mean, folks, again, that was $4,700 for one academic year at Our Lady of Tepeyac High School, which is incredibly low. However, low education, low cost, high education.
High value.
High
Amen.
Value.
Yeah.
I mean
high quality.
That price is just staggering. That's what people were paying for high school Catholic 6, 7, 8 years ago. The very fact you've been able to keep that amount down. Now, are you, Jackie, a graduate of Our Lady of Tepeyac High School?
No, I am not.
Because the way you're talking, I thought you were. I thought, you know.
I get that a lot, but I'm not. I'm not.
Because you have such enthusiasm, you speak from the heart, yeah. And it just shows right through you.
Well, the passion I have is that I want girls to know that they have options and that, you know, Tepeyac would be a great fit for them, for our target group, you know, for the girls. I want them to know that they have options and that they can go, you know, that money is not an option, that we do have financial aid, that we do accommodate families, that, you know, we make it work somehow.
And Joni, you've been principal for how long?
I've been there for 19 years, and I've been principal for the last 7 and assistant for the previous 12.
And what have you seen over these 19 years? When you entered the faculty back, well, again, 19 years ago, be like around 1990 or something, what has changed over these years?
Really, I don't think a lot has changed at all in Catholic education. I think the faculty continue to be passionate and committed, and it's a vocation for them, and they love serving the community of Pilsen Little Village. We get girls from Brighton Park and Marquette Park. We get some girls from Englewood and the West Side. So, and a lot of our faculty has been there for many, many years. They're very devoted, and they know that you know, it's their responsibility to educate every young woman as an individual. So that's why we keep our tuition down as low as we can. We do a lot of fundraising. We do a lot of development work. We give over 90% of our families financial aid, particularly in these tough economic times, because we consider ourselves a mission high school to serve the needs of the families that live in Pilsen Little Village for the most part, and they work very, very hard, and they want the best for their daughters, but they don't necessarily they can't necessarily afford the entire amount of
tuition. Well, when you mentioned earlier that 100% of the graduates move on to college, I mean, Graz, that in itself is a staggering number and a real compliment to the high school.
They should be beating down your door. I mean, the educational value is amazing. Obviously, the commitment that you represent, you've really dedicated much of your life to this school. And you say that other faculty have done the same. Mm-hmm. So it's a place where people really care, obviously, about the students. They're receiving an excellent education. They get the faith and the values, and it's very, very, very affordable. Who wouldn't want to take advantage of
and
such a great
Joni
opportunity?
And either Joni or Jackie, give us a web page that people can go to and a phone number.
Okay, our web page is www.ourladyoftepeyac.org.
Once again.
www.ourladyoftepeyac.org.
And a phone number to call you.
My line directly is 773-522-0023.
That number once again.
773-522-0023.
We need to bring the program to a close. I want to thank in a very special way our guests. We have Joni Thompson, the principal of Our Lady of Tepeyac High School in Chicago, and the recruitment director, Jackie Montez. And want to thank in a very special way Graziano Marcheschi, the great co-host of Catholic Schools Today.
With the trivia bit for the day, the apparition of Our Lady of Guadalupe occurred on December the 9th, 1531. Thank you to our producers for that information.
Great producer. And also thank you to our producer, Ryan Blackburn, and co-producer, Jasmine Kiddos, and to our engineer, Brian Hockey Hitman Brock, for the great job you've done. To our listeners, God bless and have a wonderful week.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.